Thank you for organizing this roundtable and inviting so, and I'm the company of such a distinguished panelist. Thank you for giving me the floor for addressing several important issues that currently jeopardize economic and social environment in the global world. I would like to start first by saying that I think the global roots should be one of the tools that the countries should use most and most powerful for them in order to be able to be efficient in the global environment. Today we are facing these many challenges, and these global rules should play an important role in recovering from the pandemic, in aftermath of the pandemic, in armed conflicts, energy and food crisis, and in green and digital transformation for all the economies around the world. The countries need to take right policy choices in applying these rules, taking into account what are the tendencies nowadays, like the global uncertainty. There is a growing tendency towards unilateralism. There are calls for deglobalization, and it's a rise in inward looking and protection restriction for many countries. So that's why I am thinking that government should take all this into consideration and also cooperate with businesses, multinational enterprises, like some previous speakers said, because also these businesses are called nowadays to reconsider their global value chains, for example, their strategies, their cross-border investments, innovation and technology flows, and their know-how should be transferred to the governments in order for the governments to be able to take the appropriate measures. And what I would add here, I will add also academia and the research institution, because unfortunately, when there are this kind of crisis, the budget for education and research, the governments tend to diminish this budget, because they have other priorities in solving those crises. So education and research is left a bit aside. And that's why I am thinking that the best way to proceed is to have a cooperation between governments, private sectors, and academic and research institution in order to tackle all this issue, to transfer technologies and transfer know-hows from the ones who have it to the ones who need it, who need it most. I'll stop here and looking forward for the questions session.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Octavia, for sharing your thoughts. You have highlighted